Welcome to this week's virtual drasha. This week we have the incredible privilege of Parshas Kisavo. And in the beginning of Perach of Zion, chapter 27, Moshe Rabbeinu shares something fascinating with Klal Yisrael. He says as follows, V'haya bayom asher ta'avru es hayardin, ela aretz asher Hashem lokecha nosein loch. It will be on the day that you will cross the Jordan River and enter into the land that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you. And what should you do when you enter into Eretz Yisrael? You should erect for yourselves large stones and coat them with plaster. Large stones and coat them with plaster. Okay, what should you do with these stones? You should go and write the entire Torah on the stones. Okay, fascinating idea. Again, on a most basic level, right? It's almost as if, you know, the Torah is like the constitution of Eretz Yisrael, of Klal Yisrael. So therefore, when you enter into the land, you should go ahead and you should have the entire Torah written on these stones. So everyone who enters in recognizes that this is a land. This is a land that the lifeblood of the land, like the lifeblood of Klal Yisrael, is the Torah itself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to be that when Klal Yisrael enter in, it's almost as if this is the contract. So write the entire Torah on these stones, go ahead and cover it with plaster. This is the everlasting eternal statute that Eretz Yisrael, Am Yisrael, Torah Yisrael, the Torah itself, our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are all one, are synergistic partners, ultimately, again, in the advancement of our national destiny. What's interesting, of course, is at the end, the Pasuk says again, this is the end of the section. So this is Pasuk Ches. So the Torah says, V'kasafta al ha'avonim es kol divrei ha'Torah hazos be'er he'tev. And you shall write on the stones the entire Torah, ba'er he'tev. With little be'er he'tev, this means with good explanation. Rashi explains that actually the Torah itself was written on the stones in 70 languages. Okay, again, there's much to speak about why 70 languages, Rabbi Yitzchak Berditchev has a beautiful insight, but not for now. Now, of course, you can look in the beginning of Sefer Yoshua, and in the beginning of the book of Joshua, so the Navi goes through great detail in talking about, again, the selection of the stones, the putting up of the stones, the installation of the stones. Good. What I want to share with you is something beautiful. The Chiddush HaRim, the Ge'er Rebbe, notes a fascinating idea. He says, the Torah already told us at the beginning of the section that you should take stones, avanim gidolos, take stones, the kasafta lin is called divrei HaTorah zos, and write the Torah on them. Yet at the end of the section, writes the Chiddush on the Ge'er Rebbe, the Torah again says, the kasafta al ha'avanim es kol divrei HaTorah zos, beretiv. Write the Torah on the stones. You'd already told me, write the Torah on the stones. So why do you have to say it again? And the Rebbe says something so beautiful. The first time in the section, the first time in Perek Chav Zayin, chapter 27, the Torah says, write it on the stones. That was referring to the actual command. When you enter into Eretz Yisrael, you cross over the Jordan, put up these stones. The Rebbe says, at the end of the section, the Torah Kedosha, Ribbono Shalom is teaching us an incredibly beautiful and profound lesson. And what is the lesson? I want to quote you from the words of the Chiddush HaRim. He says, Afilu al avonim, efshar lahashpia al yedei divrei Torah. Torah could have an impact even on stones. Torah could leave its mark. Torah could be engraved. Torah could fundamentally change even something that is solid stone. That, the message says, Reb, is the last pasuk. Kasafta al ha'avonim es kol divrei HaTorah zbertev. Right on the stones. Stones. It's a solid surface. It's so difficult. It's so hard. Torah is so powerful. The Torah could even make an impact on stone itself. Afilu al ha'avonim, efshar lahashpia al yedei divrei Torah. Even stones could be impacted by the power, profundity, and holiness of Torah. I think what the Chiddush HaRim is teaching us is an incredibly profound and dramatic life lesson. Whether we recognize it or not, often as we go through the journey of life, we become stones. We become hardened. We become indifferent. We become jaded, cynical, sarcastic, and often it's for good reason. Things have happened in life. Sometimes I've been hurt. And you know, the natural reaction when you've become hurt is to harden yourself emotionally, to harden yourself spiritually. I'm not going to let anyone in. I'm not going to let anything in. I'm not going to make myself vulnerable anymore, because when I did it in the past, at the end of the day, it just hurts. So what do? I turn myself into Evan. I turn myself into stone. The problem, of course, we know the problem. The problem, of course, is that is if you stone yourself off, if you become, I'm going to say, if you become stone, but it doesn't sound right. If you make yourself into a stone, then at the end of the day, nothing gets through. It's true. Maybe you keep some of the hurt out, but you keep so much of the beauty of life also. You keep so much of beautiful relationships. You keep people at a distance. But I think most of all, you keep the Ribono Shel Olam at a distance. Because relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like every relationship, requires me to make myself vulnerable. It requires me to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I love you more than anything. And I'm willing to hand myself over to you. Now, to be clear, I'm not abdicating responsibility for my life. I'm not yielding the reins of my life. I'm not saying, God, it's all, you know, you do everything and I'll do nothing. I'm going to do my part. I'm going to put in my ishtalos. I recognize at the end of the day, no matter how much effort I put in, my efforts will never yield anything if you don't bless them. My efforts will never create results if you don't want those results to happen. I'm going to give myself over to you. But I'm a stone. I'm a stone. So because I'm a stone, again, and when you spend years as a stone, you don't feel anything, right? When was the last time I davened the Shachris on a morning and I really felt something, right? When was the last time in my learning, right? I learned and like, oh, I feel it. Like I feel my neshama uplifted. When was the last time I did a mitzvah and I really felt that I was connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Or perhaps more globally, when was the last time I really felt connected to my Father, to Avinu Shema Shamayim, to the Ribono Shel Olam? And for many of us, it's been a very long time, because I'm a stone. I'm walled off. I'm closed off. So what do you do? What do you do? And especially now, like this month of Elul, we're heading into Yomim Noram, a month of Anila Dodi V'Dodi Li, the whole essence of Elul, is falling back in love with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is feeling that connection. Elul is not tshuva. Tshuva comes later on. But before I could do tshuva for anything, I have to reignite the relationship, reignite the passion, reignite the excitement. How do I do it? How do I do it? I just sometimes feel so indifferent. I sometimes feel so stoned off, so walled off. So what do I do? And Chiddush Hashem says it's very simple. And it sounds a little bit counterintuitive, but it's simple. Sometimes the only way to kind of melt the stone that has encased my heart is to immerse myself in spirituality. Spirituality itself has the ability to bring down walls. Spirituality itself has the ability to melt away the stone. You know, you think to yourself, I haven't felt the connection in my learning for such a long time. The answer is, learn more. I haven't felt the connection in my davening for such a long time. The answer is, daven more. The more spirituality I expose myself to, and the more spirituality I allow into my life, the more the stone facade comes crumbling down. That is the power of Torah. The power of Torah, the power of spirituality, the power of relationship with Hashem, is that it has the ability to engrave itself, to imprint itself, even on stone. But I have to make the decision to engage. You know, so often in life, we're waiting. I'm waiting to learn more, to daven more, to do more, to practice more, when I feel more. But sometimes, in fact, it's just the opposite. That in order to feel more, you have to learn more, daven more, do more, engage more. And then over time, the more spirituality I have in my life, the more the stone exterior comes down, the more the lev basar, the heart of flesh, is once again exposed. And once again in life, I'm able to feel. Afilu alavonim efshar lahashpia ayidei divrei Torah. Says the Chiddush HaRim, Ribono Shel Olam is teaching us, the kasafta al ha'avonim es kol divrei Torah es be'eretev. You could write on stones. You could engrave on stones. Torah could have an impact on stone, no matter how walled off we have become in life. And it's the same thing in relationships, by the way. Right? A person sometimes has a marriage. And you know what? The marriage is not what it used to be. My relationship with my children, not what it used to be. So, you know, everybody's looking for like some like magic pill. You know, what could I take? What could I do? How could I? Sometimes it's just about more engagement. You're not happy with the level of engagement or the level of passion or the lack of passion in your marriage, in your relationship with your children. engage more. Engage more. Don't wait for things to become better in order to engage. Sometimes the very thing that makes it better is heightened engagement. Sometimes the very thing that makes me feel more spiritual is heightened involvement in spirituality. More learning, more davening, more mitzvos, more chesed, more tzedakah, more reaching out to the other. Sometimes the higher the level of engagement, the more the stone melts away. Torah, spirituality, relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to fundamentally, cathartically, and comprehensively change who we are. As long as we're willing to take the steps to engage, the stone facade which has accumulated over years could finally come crumbling down. And when it does, we will find a beautiful heart, a beautiful soul, and a Ribono Shel Olam who is willing to engage with us more than we could ever have imagined. May we be Zocha Mi'aretz Hashem to heighten our engagement in all of our relationships, our human relationship, our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. May the Torah that we have in life be inscribed on the stones that have sometimes encased our heart and soul. And may be Zocha Mi'aretz Hashem in the remaining days of this sacred month, that stone exterior, that stone facade should come crumbling down, and we should be Zocha to become reacquainted with our true selves. Wishing everyone a good Nerev Shabbos and a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh.